Hello, Kevin here. Can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
You know, it's a Tuesday. It's not a Monday. Great news.
Is it Tuesday? Yeah,
it
is Tuesday.
Yes, yeah. It's Tuesday. It kind of felt like a Monday a little bit, but you know what? It's not. So that's great news. So how is your day going?
Good. I just, I thought you were going to give me a holler at 2:15 and I was waiting and I didn't want to miss the call. So I figured I'd call back in anyway. So.
No, I appreciate you. So I had you down. What? You know what happened? This is exactly what happened. I put down 2:15 my time in California, when it was supposed to be 12:15.
I made sure I said Central Standard Time. Yeah.
I know. This was my fault. I put it down on my calendar incorrectly. I was like, how did I miss this call? So I appreciate you, first of all, giving me a call. Thank you for that. And, so pretty much, I think that we were just going to process everything, right?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did I go over the timeline with you as well on how long everything's going to take? So, we're fully transparent on that. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So let me start getting your information down. I'll set up the time as well for the account management team to give you a call. So first, let me start with your info. Kevin, what is your last name?
It's NIEMCEWIC, Z as in zebra.
Okay, and the first letter is N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it, and then I'm going to ask you to tell me how you correctly say that, because I want to make sure I say it right. So, spelling, I have N as in Nancy, I, E, M as in Mary, C as in cat, E, W, I, C as in cat, and Z as in zebra.
That is correct, and then the last name is Nimchevitz, but you can call me Kevin.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people have difficulties with your last name, huh?
Yes.
All right, so I got that down, and what is your email address, Kevin?
Kevin N, KEVINN, 33334 @gmail.com.
Okay. So, Kevin, and then another letter, N, as in Nancy, 33334 @gmail.com.
That is correct, yes.
All right, perfect. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on now, is this going to also be the line that you want customers to call you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for company name, I have it down exactly as Kevin, Your Handyman.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where Google's going to send out this verification pin, it does need to be a physical address. I have the address 2900 in Pearland Parkway, Pearland, Texas, 77581. Is that correct?
It is correct, but add apartment 6202.
Okay. 6202.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get that updated. All right. Now, for authorized users on the account, will it only be you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Now, so when the account management team calls you, they're going to go over the keywords that are searched the most in your area. So right now what I'm going to get is the basic services that you offer, and then they're going to do the research for you and go over that with you on your call. But what services do you offer?
Okay. Do you have an email address where I can send those versus telling you?
I mean, you can send them to me over text. Is it a lot of them?
Well, here's what I do. Oh, so I can't send you a picture of... Okay, let me find this. Hang on one second.
Okay, I can also... Let me, do you have it like on your Facebook? If you have a Facebook account, like everything?
No, I don't. What I have is,
I love
that. Okay,
go ahead.
Oh, here's what you can do. Go to KevinYourHandymanServices.com.
I am Kevin, there.
And you should see my homepage.
Uh-huh. I put services. There we go. Okay. Perfect.
And then you can scroll down to our services and more services, and that's what I do. I do more than this, but.
Okay. So I have HVAC, plumbing, electrical, painting, mowing, yard maintenance, appliance repair, furniture assembly, outdoor lighting.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll put all of that down. And so when the account management team, when they call you, they're going to call you within an hour window. And
okay.
The call can take anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your question. So
okay.
What does your availability look like tomorrow or even the day after?
Let me pull up my schedule.
Okay.
Oops, let me go here. Come on, Kevin. Tomorrow's not a good day, I know, so.
Okay.
Jobs. Friday's the best day.
Okay.
And Central Standard Time, I would like 11 a.m.
Okay. So that it would be from 11 to 12 a.m. your time. So our time, it'll be between 9 to 10 a.m.
Yeah,
I'll make sure to get that right this time. I'm also going to email you the Google invite when we're off the phone. So you'll also have the invite there to, have all your information there. So I got you down for Friday between 9 to 10 our time. And then let's see what else I have here. So we are doing the Google Business Profile for you. Are you licensed and insured?
No, I am not.
Okay. Now, I know for handyman, it's different, mostly when it comes to licensed and insured. That's mainly for, general contractors and whatnot.
Yeah.
Now, because Google does ask, basically for this information. If your state doesn't require it, if your service doesn't require it, then they can still Google Business Profile you.
Okay.
But if your state does require this, for the profession that you're in, is it something that you would be open to getting for yourself if your state requires it?
The answer is yes.
Okay. All right. Now, for your business Facebook page, let me take a look here, see if I can find it real quick. Is the Facebook link on your website by any chance? It is.
Okay. I don't have a Facebook page.
Oh, you don't. What? Why does it say in About Us? It has a little F. Facebook, and it has a Twitter thing, Instagram.
I don't know if that's set up. Let me go there, and maybe they set it up for me, and I don't even know it's. There's no way to click on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that when I try to click on it, I can't click on it. So it's kind of weird on that end.
Yeah, I just had this done, and I now have access to editing it. So I guess because I don't have anything, it's not linked yet. So that's something I'm going to have to work on.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you have a personal account by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. That's good enough. If we need to help you with building a business page one, we can do that for you. So the only thing we're going to need is the URL for that. If you have issues finding it, when your account management team calls you, they'll help you with that. I know a lot of people have
issues. Oh, that's not a problem.
URL. Okay. So, yeah, just have that up by Friday. That's all that's going to be needed there. Website, you have one already. Now, these features are included in the price. They don't cost extra, but they are optional. So The first one's going to be the call tracking. So the call tracking is where we would give you a phone number. That's the number that your clients are going to call you. And the first thing it does, it records all of your calls, and it tracks all of your calls as well, which is kind of cool. But it also reduces spam calls, because when these people do call you, it's going to say, "Hi, thank you for calling Kevin, your handyman. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So it does reduce also spam calls. So that's an option. Would you like to add that feature?
What was that feature again? I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's that call tracking app where it tracks all of your phone calls, records all of your phone calls as well.
I want to say no, because all my phone calls are already recorded.
Okay.
I have something on my phone that records all my phone calls.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'll just put no on that one. The app, I'll include the app just so it has access. You can do everything on the
okay.
app.
Okay. All right.
For you. Now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Zip codes.
Okay. And I am ready for them whenever you are.
Oh shit.
if you don't have them, just have them by Friday. Okay.
Yeah, let me do that, because I gotta sit down and look at a map, and that's gonna take me a while.
It's okay. I completely understand. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times?
It's 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday, off on Sunday.
Okay. Okay, and then Sunday will be closed. All right. And now for the car that you're going to use, does it have your name or the company name on it?
The company name.
Okay. So let's put that down. Now, the billing address, is it the 2900, the Perlin Parkway?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Name. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Blue. It's MasterCard.
All right. And then I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
It is 5348. 7500-1322-3326.
3326?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the expiration?
6/28.
And the security code?
558.
Okay. Now, we are going to ask you a security question every time we call you. This security question
yes.
is so you know that it's us calling you and not some third-party company trying to take money from you. So you have
okay.
three options to pick from: mother's maiden mm-hmm. name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name, and the answer is Pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R.
Pepper. Oh, that's a cute name. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification for you as well before I charge your card.
Okay.
Give me a second while I get to that. And then also when your card does get charged, all of this is going to be sent in writing to you as well. Okay. So
okay.
let me start the process here. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. This is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you and have this as an added protection for you, and I'm also going to send all of this in writing to you when we're done. So basically, if you have any questions for me or you don't fully understand something, please stop me so I can further answer or address your concern, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form for your protection. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kevin, your handyman.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Nimchevich, managing member.
Are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we are setting up that security question for you, okay?
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Okay.
And have I sent you, you called our office number. Did you call our office number or the number that we called you on yesterday?
The number you called me on yesterday.
Okay. I just sent you a text message as well that has our office line, which starts in 877. That's also my extension where you can reach me at. So that's the number we're going to be calling you from as well. So just save it on your phone.
Okay.
So, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on 8/15 in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And to prevent any charges for your next month of service, please contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you should be receiving a text message and email shortly. It just takes a few minutes sometimes, so give me a second. All right, so here. All right, so I'm going to send you a link right now that has the terms and conditions that we just went over.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is open it. I'll go over it with you real quick. So I just sent it over. And, oh, you know what? I think it might, I need to fix it on my end. Give me, or maybe I sent it to you wrong. Give me 1 second. Yeah. All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me let them know it's not opening up. How is the weather over there where you're at?
Oh, it's like this is pre-hell. This is hell before you get to hell. It's been 102 degrees every day for, I don't know, 14 years and no rain, so.
Oh, no.
It's hot.
That does sound terrible. You know, I have family. I think they're like an hour from Houston area, I believe.
Uh-huh.
They came from San Diego. So, I mean, I haven't really spoken to them recently, but I'm pretty sure weather-wise, that's a big difference from San Diego, too.
No, you better call them. They may not be around anymore. Because, you know, they may be, it may be fried, I can tell you, because it's terrible out there.
You weren't, because you just recently moved over there, right? So you weren't there when that whole, when it was freezing cold and all those things happened, I guess, on the freeway. There was that big major accident. I don't remember exactly where it was at, but a lot of Texas just didn't have heat or electricity. That was just crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's okay, because if it's, let's just say it's 32 degrees outside. Last winter where we lived, it was minus 32 degrees outside.
Oh, no.
So that's okay. I can actually handle 32 degrees.
Yeah, like, I can do that. That's fine.
So I've got some emails. I've got the action needed for pictures, license plates, blah, blah, blah. I got an email that says, welcome to Splash. 35 days, blah, blah, credentials in 7 days. I got another one that says my invoice, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So the one that you need to do is going to be the terms. I mean, all of them, really. The Google Business Profile, all of that's important for you. But the one that I am trying to go over with you is the terms and conditions. Now, the terms and conditions...
It says, click here to accept the subscription terms.
Click here.
Here we go.
But it's not opening it up, at least
not
my
No, it's not opening.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
what
opening
I'm,
here either.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my IT fix that right now. They normally fix it fairly quickly. So I'm going to give you a call back in about 10 minutes, okay?
Okie dokie, I'll be here.
All right, thanks so much, Kevin. I'll stick with you
then.
All right, bye. Bye.